From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Two separate court battles kick off today around one question in two very different industries. How big is too big? The Justice Department is trying to block a pair of mergers. In one case, the same company that owns the nation's largest insurance firm, United Health Group, wants to buy a healthcare data company. The other case is in publishing. One of the world's largest publishers, Penguin Random House, wants to buy Simon & Schuster. And in that case, the Biden administration is making some novel antitrust arguments. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
The push to block Penguin Random House's merger with Simon & Schuster is standard fodder for the Justice Department, no matter who's in the White House, says George Hay of Cornell Law.
That's not an exotic case or a case that's really out there on the frontiers of antitrust. That's fairly straightforward.
Two giants joining up in the same, already consolidated industry. The usual argument against that would be that it results in higher prices for consumers. But NYU Law's Eleanor Fox says this Justice Department is making a different, cutting-edge argument that a merger could hurt authors, resulting in one less possible bidder for their work, limiting how much they can make.
It might mean that we'll have fewer choices of who writes the books on our shelves.
Fox says it's one example of the Biden administration's more aggressive stance towards antitrust enforcement.
It believes that the country has been too lax in letting industries consolidate.
And she says Biden's DOJ is going a lot farther than its predecessors did to push back. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.